Less than 2 weeks from Election Day in America, the big question is who will lead the country? And we're not just talking about the presidency. In the House of Representatives, lawmakers serve two-year terms. So all 435 voting seats are up for election on November 8th. In the Senate, lawmakers serve six-year terms, and 34 Senate seats are up for election next month. Here's what the balance of power looks like right now. In the House, Republicans have control with 246 seats. Democrats have 186 seats. There are three vacancies. In the Senate, Republicans have control with 54 seats. 46 seats are considered Democratic. There are two independents in the Senate, but they usually vote with the Democrats. No one knows yet if control of either chamber will change hands in this election. But because Republicans have a smaller majority in the Senate, analysts say Democrats have a better chance of gaining control there, and Republicans have a better chance of keeping control in the House. But again, this all comes down to how Americans vote. Why this matters? It's easier for presidents to accomplish their goals when Congress is controlled by their own party. The opposing party is more likely to act as a check on the president's power and can put more limits on what a president can do. An issue that politicians are discussing on the campaign trail is the Affordable Care Act, also called Obamacare. It's a major reform of the U.S. healthcare system that President Obama signed in 2010. It's considered his signature achievement, and it contributed to a record number of Americans having health insurance. But Obamacare's also had a number of problems. One of them, announced earlier this week, is a 25% average increase in premiums, what people pay for an insurance policy. It applies to one major Obamacare plan, and it'll take effect next year. The government says most of those who are enrolled will receive subsidies, government money, to help out with the cost increases. But that'll make the program more expensive for the federal government. Another issue, fewer insurance companies plan to offer Obamacare next year. That'll leave people with fewer choices for insurance. Why is all this happening? One big reason is that the people who've signed up have more health problems than companies expected, making costs higher, and that not enough young, healthy people have enrolled in Obamacare to balance that out.